Roy Ford was a tall, wiry man with a long face, a prominent jaw, and graying fair hair. A few years earlier, he had bought one of the established ranches in the valley and settled in to run it with his family. The RF Connected was the brand he used and the ranch's new name. Ford's wife, Marie, loved it there, as did their four children, two boys and two girls, ranging from 14 to 19. Normally, Ford was mighty happy about settling there, too. But not that day. That day was downright miserable. A short time earlier, before the storm had hit, Ford had ridden his horse Jack into the higher reaches of his spread to check on some horses he had in a fenced pasture. When he'd arrived there, he'd been disgusted to see that some of the fence rails had been knocked down and the pasture was empty. It looked like something had spooked the horses, causing them to lunge against the fence over and over until they broke through it. Ford had checked the rails on the ground and had seen horsehair stuck on rough spots here and there. Roy Ford had thought long and hard about turning around and riding back to his ranch house. Just a little less than a week earlier, Chuck Haskell had met a grisly end at the claws and fangs of the monster that had invaded the valley. But he figured he could try to follow him for a little while at least. The trail led even higher. The lightning bolt had struck the ground not 100 yards away. Jack bucked.
Whoa! Settle down, Jack. Settle down.
Another bolt chose that moment to strike a pine tree about 100 yards away.
Whoa! Whoa!
Ford had never been as good a rider as some. He lost his grip on the saddle and toppled backward off the horse. The fall had stunned and knocked the breath out of him. He tried to scramble up, but his movements were slow and awkward. Another lightning flash split the dark afternoon air. What Roy Ford saw silhouetted against that glare made him freeze in terror.